When the Torah describes what a korban is and what it's supposed to be for a person, the Torah says, Adam ki akriv mikem, when a person brings mikem from with you. And the question that's so obvious is, I don't need the word mikem. Adam ki akriv, that would be enough. Adam ki akriv korban, when a person brings a korban to Hashem, that tells us the whole story. Why mikem? So the first thing is, mikem has to tell you that the integrity of the korban is, it requires that it's actually, in fact, your money and your stuff. You can't just take someone else's stuff, steal it, and give it, and say, ah, you see, I brought karban Hashem. Hashem doesn't want it unless it's really mikem. But the Gemara has an interesting drasha. It says mikem is what? The gematria of mikem is 100, mem, chaf, mem. And what's the message? Adam ki akriv mikem is to tell us that a person has to bring, make 100 brachos a day. 100 brachos a day, that is your responsibility. The obvious question is, what is the connection between 100 brachos and a korban? What does one thing have to do with the other? Rabbi Riskin has an absolutely unbelievable explanation. He says, what is a bracha? So a bracha is the ability to recognize that what I have is actually a gift. That's what a bracha is. So before I drink, I say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Ne'eh B'Dvaro. I acknowledge the fact that this is a gift from God, that I have what to drink. There are so many people that don't. That I have the capacity to drink. There are people that can't. And that goes on and on and on and on. He gives an example to a drunk who happens to have a friend who takes good care of him, who's very wealthy. And he showers him with gifts despite the fact that he's a drunk. It's beautiful, except one day he sends the most lavish gift of all, and it arrives when the person is completely, completely drunk. And he consumes it all, and he wakes up in the morning to find the bottle left over, and he finds the empty trays of food, but he doesn't remember consuming any of it. Rabbi Riskin says that's exactly what a bracha is supposed to be. If you don't recognize it because you're in a drunken stupor, it's all lost. Adam ki akriv mikem, when a person brings a korban, to have the ability to become close to God requires what? It requires the knowledge. Everything I have is a gift from God. Adam ki akriv mikem. Before you bring that korban, before you try to attain closeness to God, the single most important thing to realize is mikem, the 100 brachos, the fact that everything we have is a gift from the Almighty. With that recognition, we can so much more appreciate what we have. Once we realize all that we have, also recognize how close we are to the source of everything we have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great day.